Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that we are able to achieve with your help and support. From morning till now, we and our brethren who are here and other places. We thank you and we praise you for all the miracles and wonders that you have achieved in our lives. Thank you for your guidance and protection, Lord, from this COVID-19. Thank you for protection to us from the work of the devil and from persecution. Thank you for restoring things. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us. Thank you for the good health, sound mind. Thank you for the doors that you open for us to serve you, to reach new people. We thank you and we bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you, Lord. We ask you our needs. We ask you to help our brethren who are in financial need or need in job and income. You will provide for them. We pray also for the healing for our brethren who are sick, O God. We pray also, Lord, that those who are having certain diseases, you heal them and guide them. Do miracles in their life in the name of Jesus. I pray for our protection from this COVID-19. I pray that no one of us would be forced to take the vaccine against our will in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that also enable us as a church, families, elders, pastors, leaders, parents, to evangelize, to reach people, to impart your word to the world around us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you, we adore you, O God. I pray for us to be once again to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Refill us, O God, and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to evangelize, to teach, to do the work of yours. I pray for gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. We pray whatever skills we need, you will impart to us so that we can use them for your glory, that we can use them, that your name will be lifted up and glorified. We pray also, Lord, that every one of us will work diligently with you to cultivate more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more love, peace, joy, patience, self-control, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, humility, righteousness, generosity. We pray that people will see you through our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that you bless the places that you put your church here in UAE, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. We pray for all our brethren, the congregations, the families, that also the individuals who are scattered in all these places. We pray for their protection. We pray that they will have favor from you and from the government. We pray for all our logistic needs and documentations will be met by you. Give us favor, O God, in all these places. I pray a blessing upon a blessing and a prosperity for these places, so we too, your church, will prosper. Even tonight, this evening, O God, anoint our worship, anoint this recording, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the message, and the giving, and all the items of our worship. Take this recording and make it reach your people who are waiting for your word and those who are in need of it. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Yes, O God. Truly, Lord, there is none like you, O God. Thank you, God, for all the wonders and miracles that you have done in our life, in the life of your church and your people.
I can search for all these.
Yes, Lord, there is no one like you. Thank you, Lord. You are our friend. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our God. You are our creator. We thank you, Lord, for your help and your support. Thank you for the friendship that we have in you. You neither leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. For the help that we have in you. As we pray, you answer us. We thank you, Lord. Here we are, O God. We offer to you our life, our hands, our heart, all parts of our body, as a living sacrifice to you, to serve you, O God, and to do the things, the assignments that you want us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would be pleasing to my King.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All that we have from you, and we give it to you back, O God. We employ everything in your service. We thank you for this time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offering and our first fruit and vows to God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us, provide for us. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, Lord. We pray, O God, that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people, your church, and all the brethren who are obedient to you in this matter. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. And Lord, rebuke whatever devourer in their life, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be lifted up, that all nations know that we are a blessed one. Even this evening, bless your word, O God, and help us to perform the things that we study, that we apply it in our life. Take your word and separate it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today speaking how to take the right decision, and today will be the last part. We speak about the criteria of the approved worker. For taking the right decision, the church should continue to raise competent workers who will help the church members and the new converts to take and implement the right decision in their lives. The church and every worker leading the church should know and follow the criteria the church is implementing to select competent workers. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2 say, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Here, Apostle Paul instructing Timothy that he needs to entrust the teaching that he received from Paul to faithful men. Thus, faithful, they should also be capable to teach and impart the same to others. What Paul meant here when he is saying to Timothy, "And the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses," what you want to say here, that the teaching that Timothy received from Paul is followed and agreed upon by many others whom Timothy knew and aware. Therefore, Timothy should impart the same teaching to others and not to be deviated and teach other doctrine and other way of life. The Church of God UAE and all the congregation and the Iskir adopt the following criteria for the approved worker to appoint our workers. What is this criteria? Number one, true conversion, which entails that the worker should remember a moment, a turning point, that he turned from sins and decided to follow Christ. This entails also repentance, faith in Jesus Christ, life testimony, and water baptism. Number two, sound in doctrine, that he knew the ways of God and the way God wants his people to live. Number three, spiritual discipline in daily practicing prayer, Bible reading and study, praise and worship, and in fasting as led by the Holy Spirit. Number four, commitment to the local church, which include to attend regularly to meet the financial needs through regular tithing, giving the first fruits and offerings, and to agree and go along the church vision and the leadership of the church. God may give to every believer a vision, but these individual visions should go along the vision of the church. Number five, good steward for time, talents, resources, and money. The worker should be sound in managing these resources and know how to spend wisely. Number six, family responsibility. The worker should manage well his marital and parental responsibilities. Number seven, work responsibility. The worker should be willing to work in a secular job whenever that is needed beside doing his ministry. Number 8, moral purity, no work of the flesh, no bad habits, no smoking and no drinking. Number 9, good character and attitude. The worker should have personal integrity and possess the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Number 10, modest appearance for dress, speech, conduct, and lifestyle that pleases God. Number 11, being a good citizen, keeping the country rules, praying for the leaders of the nations, and evangelizing the lost. Why we as a church use the criteria for the approved worker? God called us to work with faithful people. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Those who are not committed to the Lord and His word, they are disobedient people. Number 2, why we use the criteria? This is our integrity and honesty to God and to the church that He entrusted to us. Biblically, and the criteria we use goes along the scriptures and agree with the Church of God's practical commitment and doctrine. Number 3, no one should think that their disobedience and lack of full commitment can be compensated by their talents or money, as if they are buying their own salvation. The scripture states, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:9. Number 4. We don't want to give way for compromises in the church and in the Lord's service, because this is an invitation for the evil work. Number 5. Why we use the criteria? To avoid that others will start to disobey, compromise, and not follow correctly. Number 6. If the disobedient will be part of God's service, then what will be the picture we will give to the non-believers and those outside the church? Disobedient acts also include traditions, practices, and values that contradict God's word. Number 7, if we will give ministry to the disobedient, then very difficult to correct them, and difficult when we take it out from their hands. Number 8, as we clean the church from disobedient people and not allow them to touch the sacred things, then God's blessing will be abound to us, and the more He will add to His church. Number 9, that setup will expel wolves out. This will spare us waste of effort, time, and money, and to avoid division and disharmony in the future. The setup will attract more sheep to enter the pen. The setup inspires others to seek the Lord and work with Him to improve their characters and attitudes, and work out to improve themselves, being faithful servants of God, as we read in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In such way, the church would be a healthy atmosphere to those who are willing to walk with God, and that will be the good atmosphere for more disciples and workers to raise up, and more disciples and workers to join the church. As a church, we use these criteria to choose workers and to follow up our workers and to equip them and help them to get and receive what they lack, so the ministry will be more fruitful. Let's now come to the Lord. Let's commit ourselves to God and take ourselves what we lack of these criteria, and how we will work with the Holy Spirit to develop them, so that our ministry and our service to God will be fruitful ineffective. Thank you, Lord. We thank and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that you sent to us. We come with ourselves to apply them in our life so that we can help others and guide them to take the right decision and implement them in their lives. Oh God, take your word and spread it. Make it reach everyone who need it and those who are waiting for it. We magnify, we adore you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and free us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.